This is for all the girls who grew up without strong geek role models to help them discover their geek dreams.
For everyone who's ever been quizzed about their video game knowledge because girls don't play games.
Geek Hearing is working to bring female-identifying geeks into their prime to be the role models, dreams, and voices.
About to show these boys how we do it.
Higher, further, faster, baby.
It's not about deserve.
I'm not an owl!
A girl has no name. There is something supernatural at work here.
It's about what you believe.
Did I step on your mom?
Wingardium Leviosa.
Now on,
you do as I do.
You may the odds be ever in your favor.
Are you ready for this?
Are you ready for this?
Ready for this?
Welcome to Geek Herring, a critical geek culture podcast where we talk the good and the bad parts of being a chick in a male-dominated environment. Hi, my name is Amanda, and I am an absolute chaos gremlin today with this introduction. But that's okay, because I am joined by my marvelous, fabulous, wonderful chaos gremlin co-host, Monica. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Well,
thank you. We finally crossed that bridge after four tries.
Fourth try is the fucking charm. We're here.
Apparently.
We're talking. Apparently, we're here. I don't know.
Fuck the third try. Fuck the other three before, two before. What even is math? Never mind. The fourth try, that's the one we want to go for.
It's here. We're here. We're talking about the things that we need to talk about today.
And what are the things that we need to talk about today?
Well, we're talking about my personal favorite subject. Boops.
Boops. We are going to talk about boobs, because why not? There are so many reasons why we can or cannot like and enjoy boobs. Oh, there we go. That did work. Never mind.
Yeah.
But we have a good couple of reasons why we talk about boobs today, I feel like.
Yes. And I just want to point out that there is never a bad reason to talk about boobs.
I mean, yeah,
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But we do actually have reasons today to talk about boobs.
Yes. Yes, we do. We do.
Yeah. Sorry.
I'm totally not a mess mentally or anything today.
We are both absolutely 100% messes today, and that is okay.
That is true.
Yeah.
The reason we are talking about boobs is because Tom, another boob connoisseur. sorry, I just find myself really funny today. Shared an article with us about an amazing campaign by Adidas. We call it Adidas. I don't know how you English people call it.
The English call it Adidas.
Okay.
But the Canadians call it Adidas.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
It's that across the pond divide.
Across the pond divide. There are a lot of those.
Oh, yes. That's true.
But yeah, that got a bit of flack, obviously, because everything that's showing women in their natural state of being is just really appalling to some folks. But we're here for it, is all I'm saying.
Yeah,
we're here for it.
Definitely. So what Moni is like beating around the bush about here, pun intended, is that Adidas's latest
talk about
campaign,
boobs on the downstairs department.
Just saying.
Okay.
Adidas's latest marketing campaign is about celebrating and normalizing boobs of all shapes and sizes, and creating sports bras that fit and support them regardless of size.
Amazing.
We love it. Already we love it. But there was this American pastor. You might have seen it trending on Twitter. It had a whole Dear Brian thing going on. And he was talking about how he made a tweet that women should cover their bodies and not show skin. And of course, like there was a lot of response to that, including a post from Adidas, which was, sorry, I have a frog in my throat. This post from Adidas response was a picture of 30 pairs of boobs, all different shapes and sizes on
25.
Twitter.
But
I was very close.
You were very close. Yes. That was really good, actually. I agree.
Thank you. Thanks. And yeah, they just responded, we're like, we love boobs of all shapes and sizes. Like, we totally disagree, Brian. And then, like, next thing is that they've made this whole marketing campaign and they're using these boobs, these bare-chested, bare, totally topless boobs, like not censored, no nothing. They're just straight up titties right there. On all of their marketing, they are censored on Instagram because Instagram has a no nip policy.
But female nip policy, let's be honest, because it's not a no nip policy.
That's true.
Yeah. But the original post is definitely up on Twitter. And you can see like all 25 boobs in wonderful shapes and sizes and colors and forms and all the things. And all the nips. You can also see all the nips. And we're here for it. Because if you like it or not, if you... Hello? Are you still here?
Hi.
You're frozen on my screen. There we go.
Oh, am I frozen with my keyboard above my head? Because I don't know.
No, you weren't. You had like a really thinky position, kind of.
I'm thinking about the nipples.
Yeah. Where are they all? But yeah. And because if you like it, if you would like to believe it or not, not everyone, in fact, probably 90% of the women in this on this planet don't have boobs that you see in the Playboy.
Mainstream media.
Playboy is the name.
Porn,
and,
whatever.
And mainstream media, that is true. Because you don't even have to go as far as Sexy Times magazines to be subjected to the perfect amount of boobs with the perfect amount of body and stuff. So
it is very true. I mean, in the UK, and I know that Austria is very open with nudity as well, but in the UK, up until just a few years ago, there was a full page, like the page 3 model. And I think it was once a week, and it was just a topless model on the newspaper of page 3.
We have, I don't know if the newspaper that has that, he still has that, to be honest.
Yeah, they've done away with it now, but like it was just a thing. Like, so didn't matter. Anybody could just like look at whatever age, which I don't think that boobs should be like hidden away anyways, but thank you, Tom. It was the sun, page 3 of the sun. But it was all just like very,
I mean, it's just like objectifying only women, obviously. And it's always the perfect kind of perfect woman, because they never put the man on there, do they? They only put women on there. And I'm like,
oh yeah, it was the page 3 titty model.
Yeah, page 3 titty nudie person, because that's what you otherwise can't get through the day with it without having seen like naked boobs or what. Don't necessarily. I mean, if you would like to do that, you do you. It's totally fine. But do we need to put it in the newspaper? And like, and it's not me being like, don't show boobs. Of course, show boobs. But like, in a daily newspaper, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's a weird place to put it, you know.
Yeah, but my point is that you only really see like that one type of boob, like the kind of symmetrical ones, the perky ones, the full cup ones. They're not too big, they're not too small, they're just the size of Montreal. Sorry.
Wow.
And what I really love about this Adidas ad that is, you know, it's on their website, it's on Instagram, it's on Twitter, I'm assuming it's in newspapers as well. I don't know where else it is. Oh, billboards? That'd be awesome. But it's giving people like representation of what all these different titties look like. And that like it's actually totally perfectly normal to have a saggy boob, or it's also like perfectly normal to have like really small ones with like upright nipples, like, or you know, it's boobs are normal, whatever they look like, it's normal. And we need to, I love that Adidas is celebrating that and talking about it and showcasing it in such like just that normal way, like these are the boobs that we support.
I agree. It's just because we've been, especially in the fashion industry, objected to these perfect type of people that aren't necessarily even real. Because if you remember the entire H&M situation where they were like obviously massively photoshopped and like made their thighs smaller and all, like we've never actually really seen actual people, or barely at least, or so to a degree that you wouldn't probably even notice it anymore, that are just like simply, well, perfect or even not even real, right? So now seeing like actual human beings in the fashion industry, on like in all the fashion shopping things, clothes shopping stores, and also by a big brand like Adidas, like standing up for stuff like that. I don't know, I haven't been on the website and like checked their what models they use for the campaigns actually. That would be interesting. But I was too tired and I just thought of that. So if they actually pull through with their marketing campaign as well, that would be really great and amazing, and hopefully they do that. Don't necessarily know though if that's
they do. I have been on the website, and they are showcasing a variety of models with different body shapes, different chest sizes. They have an entire plus size range with like a few different plus size models. And like they really are highlighting the variety of bodies. Mm-hmm. And it's so refreshing to see a sports company do this, because as we all know, so often it's just like cis white women wearing their skinny, small boob sports bras, which like, okay, yes, that is a demographic that does sports, but there's so many others. And it's so refreshing to see just the variety of shapes, sizes, boob sizes, races, genders, like being supported with this.
Also, campaign. especially in the fitness industry, I think it's just always for a very long time, it kind of suggested that you never really saw any like plus size people on their pages anywhere or around them anywhere, because we are not pretty enough to do sports, or we are not in the shape to do sports. But sports is not something that I can't, my brain preemptively is already like, are you really going to say that? But here we go. It's not a punishment per se, right? It should be something that you enjoy, and you should find the movement that you like. And like, everyone is allowed to move whatever size, right? So I had never thought I'd actually say that. but like, fitness companies always kind of showed us that we are not allowed in there, or we have no place in there. And now like having more place and getting more diversity in all different areas of our lives, with it also being like boob sizes and all of that, is just great. Because also, especially in the plus size fashion industry as well, there is also this one type of plus size model, right? Which is like still very symmetrical and like still has proportions and shit. And I feel especially also with that boob ad, you see that there are a lot of different things, because not everybody is like full chested and like 2 meters tall or whatever. So I feel it's just really important to bring more of like every actual everyday women and people and men also, because they're not, it's not a easy for them as either, into fashion. Mm-hmm. So really, really, really approve of that great campaign.
Yeah. I've seen like, there's been so much praise for this ad, already, like people saying how good it feels to have their breasts represented. Like there's people in the ad, that have even had mastectomies, And just, I was reading tweets from a few people who had mastectomies, and they're like, it's so nice to see my boobs represented in this. Like, and that just like, it's just so nice. Right. But then you see, I saw a tweet from a dad who was saying that like, he watched his daughters, two totally different chest sizes, give up sports because they couldn't find a sports bra to fit them. Which is a big deal, like, because if you are a teenager, like I was a teenage girl with a large chest, and it was difficult to find something that supported me. Like, did I want to run a mile in a really uncomfortable sports bra? No, I absolutely did not.
Yeah.
Like, and it did kind of impede. I eventually stopped sports altogether because like I couldn't. And also I was trying to play wrestling on the boys team and with my friend Brianne. And that was a lot of fun actually, but also really difficult for a male wrestling coach to coach a female with very, very, very big boobs on how to properly grapple with somebody else. Anyways, that's a whole different story and not about sports.
That's interesting.
Just a large boob thing.
Tom in chat says, as a male, it's definitely taken for granted that we don't need chest support to just simply work out with a second thought. And that default representation is usually like really fit people with perfect bodies. I can see how that can be really discouraging. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It's,
I also, like, my boobs were never that big for them to cause a lot of issues during sports, but I was always fat, right? So a lot of my body moved already, right? So I was always, so there are a lot of things that I really don't enjoy doing because my body makes this movement after me for some reason, right? So I cannot imagine what it's like to carry around this a massive rack like you do and then still do things like sometimes just also regular things that I probably can't even think about at the same time. Like, I'm already fucking annoyed, right? When my t-shirt slides all the way up when I sit in downward dog, but you're probably almost suffocating when your boobs do the same thing, you know? So I'm just like, I really get that it must be so difficult to also find the right, because there's also, I don't think I ever probably had a proper bra in my life that did what it's supposed to do. I just started to buy one because that's what you start doing at some point, but nobody ever really teaches you how they should be fitting and what would be the best kind of thing for them to do and whatever. So like, I can imagine it must be really, really difficult for you, like for people with really big boobs to find like really nice, comfortable, downward facing boob, comfortable bras that are supportive and support you. And because it's like constantly carrying a weight around your neck, right? So you need to find something that is like helping you out there as well.
Yeah, I mean, like 100%, it is the most difficult journey to find a proper fitting bra. And it's only kind of been in maybe the last year or two that I've gone on a journey of actually trying to find something supportive that fits and that doesn't like cause so much problem. Thankfully, I have a friend who has been on this journey just probably about a year before me. We have pretty much the same boob size, and she's been guiding me. There's some Facebook groups. There's web pages to help you like really size your boobs and to find like the perfect fitting bra. So I have found some. Now I can't wear them because of my shoulder. I actually can't get them on, but that's a totally different story. But I have found it, and the difference that it makes, not only in my comfort level, but also my confidence, like knowing that, oh, actually my tits look great right now. Thank you. Like it's no other. On that note though, saying that, while Adidas, I love their campaign, I love what they're doing, I love everything right now with their marketing and this like whole, like sports bras are for every size. They don't have a size big enough for me.
Okay.
Yeah. So like, 100% love what they're doing. I still think that they could do some more, but that's just me. And so I'm just like, oh, I'm so going to get this. Oh no, I'm not. Actually, no, I'm not.
Oh no. Jeff says, would like to add that she has a complaint about the missing representation of older bodies. Older women might be included, but they're rarely plus sized. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Very true.
I do feel some of the people in the Adidas ad look like my mom used to look though. So I feel like, but it's also been a long time that I do remember that. Mm-hmm. And Deb says, one thing I can't stand is when I see women working out and their boobs are bouncing up and down when they work out. All I can think, it doesn't bother you the way your boobs bounce. Yeah,
probably. Yeah, absolutely. Like, anytime I see that, I'm like, oh my God, that's awful. I was reading in this article from Glamour magazine that I need to find the exact.
While you search, I would just like to point out that Gemma also said, the breast support is very important for trans folk of all genders, and there's never any of that. That is true.
Yes, I was going to bring that up because that's one thing that this ad is lacking. Okay, I found what I was going to say. Going back to Deb's comment about the breasts bouncing, Glamour magazine here says that breasts can experience the same G-force as an F1 driver if not properly supported during running. Like
what? Can you say that again?
Breasts can experience the same G-force as a Formula One driver if not properly supported during running.
Shit.
So you're running along and your tits are bouncing, bouncing, bouncing if they're not supported. That's putting that G-force on your chest, on your breasts, on your shoulders, on your back, on your core. And like, that's a lot of pressure. That's a lot of fucking pressure. Like,
Chip says, sure, that's exactly why I don't run. Yeah, sure. Yeah,
me too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, though, that kind of is one of the reasons that I don't run, because it's very uncomfortable for me.
Yeah. I mean, as I say, I can't imagine. I already don't like running because my ass and my belly and everything else is doing whatever they want to do. Also,
When I did get properly strapped in, it's usually a true bra situation to have some kind of not floppy support. I just don't actually like running.
Yeah.
But I also, yeah, it improved slightly when I got it strapped down. So yes, let's talk about Gemma's comment there about trans representation, because that is something that is lacking in this ad, is that there aren't any trans boobs, and trans people need to have their chest supported as well. Like, they deserve proper chest support, regardless of whether it gone, like, whether trans men or trans women, they need to, you know, have that support and have those options as well.
And also at the same time, probably also the fashion of it, you know, like, have you ever seen a bra that is not tailored to look very feminine? So it's always like this, like, it feels like a bra is the most feminine product that you can buy, but nobody considers that some people might not want to enforce that for themselves, right? They just need, all they need is a proper chest support, but that doesn't mean that it needs to look the way they need to be looking, the way they're looking, right? So aside from not even being in the ad, it's also always like one of those things that is very pink washed somehow. Like, can I call it pink washed?
Mm-hmm. And I think, like, with sports bras as well, I feel like there's this movement to, I don't mean movement as in like running, not this time, but like a progressive movement to make sports bras even more pretty than before. Like, people want to show them off. People want to wear them without like a t-shirt on, which is wonderful. And I think that's great. And like, I love funky sports bras, but like you say, there is this like change to how good that movement is for the trans community. Like, people that don't want to draw attention to the fact that they have breasts, and so there's like, it's both good and bad.
But that just necessarily means there needs to be more trans folk and more representation also in areas that decide on ads like that and campaigns like that, and in the fashion area where those things are
would make a difference for trans youth as well, to know that they like to see support and representation as they're growing up, especially like going through high school sports. So
yeah, that is true. And Jinx also says a lot of us don't want any attention on our chest in public. Yeah,
sure. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, very much that. Just had to properly think about this, but yeah, I don't want, not that I ever, because of the way my boobs are rolling, hardly ever, that I don't actually remember anyone ever commenting on that, because it looked more like chickadees. But moobs.
What did you say they look like?
Chicken titties.
Wonderful.
So that's more, too much information, but there we go. But yeah.
And Debs made a comment here about how Victoria's Secret campaigns are changing up and adding in women of all ages and sizes. And I saw there was actually a bit of an uprising, not an uprising, but like a
change, fresh air.
Well, yes, but also Twitter comments. So meh. But Victoria's Secret featured a model with Down syndrome modeling their underwear, because obviously Victoria's Secret is an underwear company, bras and knickers. And people were like, ugh, sexualizing disabled people, we shouldn't do that, like, that's exploitation, blah blah blah. But then also, like, yes, hell yes, let's sexualize disabled people, because disabled people are fucking sexy and deserve to see themselves being fucking sexy goddesses.
Yeah so much, and we always come back to representation, right? All the things that could be done if only we had proper representation, and what it would give to so many people out there to see themselves represented. Like, and I feel it's only ever just people that have never had that feeling, which is then straight cis white men. Yeah, I just had to go through it again. That don't experience this feeling of, I see myself, right? Like, I see myself. Yeah, it doesn't matter to me. Of course it doesn't matter to you, because you see yourself fucking everywhere. Like, there is no reason for you. There is like, yeah, I got distracted by Gemma's posting, because it's great, obviously. So I'm going to continue with that, because she says, the problem is that there is hardly ever breast representation on supporting clothing options that are designed with the wearer in mind. It's always about the people looking at us. For once, I'd like all the displays of boobs to be centered on the owners of those boobs, not the desires and comforts of those around them. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Preach it, Gemma. Preach it.
Yeah. I'm just going to drop my absolute brand new, not brand new, but my absolute favorite bra company. Because yes, I think please. That they do just a really great job of not only having, you know, a wide variety of models and supportive bras. And like, it's just these people having fun and really fun bras. Mm. Like, this is just my most favorite inclusive, sustainable, small business company. Just wonderful. Like, just great.
I don't know and how you pronounce it. Too. How do you pronounce it? I'm not going to because
it's Molke. Molke.
Because in German, Molke. It's Molke. So I'm like,
that's yeah. probably what it is. But they're a Scottish company. So
well, then Molke? Say Molke. No, that's more.
Molke
that's
more with Swiss. A Scottish accent. Molke. That was not Scottish. Oh, no. God, I'm so bad at accents.
We went everywhere, but not where we wanted to go.
But like, this is my hashtag bra company goals. I think that they're fantastic. I love everything that they are doing with their advertising and their just everything. Their styles, their fun, their knickers, their bras, their inclusivity, their range, their whole ethos. I'm just like, can you take over the world, please?
Yeah, please go ahead. Mm-hmm. I mean, Molke in German is a byproduct from milk production. Like, it's, what do you call it? Interesting, actually, maybe it's whey. That's
oh, okay.
Yeah. Yes, yes, Liz, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And the main page has nursing bras. Well, the best thing Deb's or Jinx saying about the nursing bras is that those are their normal bras. They're not nursing bras, they're just really easy. Like, see, as it goes, like there's like the one part of the cup comes this way, and then the other cup kind of goes across it, and they're so easy you can literally whip a titty out fashion, like pop it right down.
Yeah,
totally. Like, that's just their normal bra. Perfect. It they're not easy to slip a nip, but they're easy to whip it out if and when you have to.
easy to slip a nip.
Well, I'm just replying to Jinx there in chat. But yeah, I could gush about this company a lot. I love them. And
this is, by the way, not a sponsored. Yeah. This is not a sponsored podcast. This is just Amanda genuinely fangirling about the Bracom.
Yeah. 100% fangirling. Like, Molke, if you're listening to this and you would like to sponsor us, please get in touch. I will just.
Just send Amanda a bunch of free bras. We'll be fine with that.
I have so many. yeah. So this is just my kind of advertising. I think it's great.
But like with so many things, once again, this is something where I'm like, can somebody not just tell me what's the best thing for me to put on? Because I'm like, how am I supposed to know?
Yeah. What I'll do as well is I'll find the links that my friend gave me when I was like trying to size my own chest, because it very like super really duper helpful stuff. Because it does take a little bit of time, and yes, you might have to ask somebody else to help you with the measuring tape to get it really, really, really snug. Tom and I had a lot of fun with that. P.S.
yes, he was a boob connoisseur.
Yeah, he knows his stuff. And he just like, it's like a plug and play little system, and it shoots out your size at the end. And it's like, you might want to try this size. And if that doesn't work, maybe try this size. But I'm pretty sure you're this one.
Nice.
I'll put that link in the show notes.
Yeah, it's just. Because I know you sent me those already, and I'm like, my issue is because my boobs are the form that they are, I feel like sometimes I would just like to have them look as if they're like boobish or something and not just other things. And for that, they're not really form defining situations. So that but you know,
padding, structured bras.
Yeah. But I don't understand. That's what I mean. Somebody can please, can I tell someone what I want?
Talk and then, to me. No. We can have we'll talk about this after. We don't need to do this live on Twitch. That might be
cool. Thank you. A
little TMI for everyone.
Wait, I'm not going to whip up my measuring tape and I'm going to measure myself now. So by the way, this goes from this to this. And it's like, never mind. There are people who can help me. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not an expert, but I have learned so much.
But this is also one other thing, right? Everybody should know about the body properly and what we can do to properly support them. But nobody fucking teaches us ever, right?
Mm-hmm. It's such like this taboo subject. Like as a large chested woman going through and trying to find bras, like teenage years, early 20s, mid 20s, even my 30s, I was like, how can these people like that? First of all, my size just was not being carried in like a mainstream department store. So it was nigh on impossible for me to get anything that was actually supportive. So that added to like a lot of frustration, a lot of misunderstanding. And then even when I went to like a bigger bra store, they actually had one in Belfast and they measured me and they're like, you're this size. And I tried that on. I was like, I am most definitely not this size. This doesn't fit me at all. So it's like even people who are quote unquote trained bra consultants or something, I'm like, are you actually like, where did you get your training? Because clearly what you just done does not fit.
I mean, but listen, again, once again, I've been in clothing stores where people give you the shittest piece of clothing that they can find, or they just straight out tell you that you're too fat to be there. Because that happened to me. That happened to some other friend. So they are just not fucking ready for people of any shape or size or form because their fucking clothes are just not available in the store either. So you're just like, you don't know what you're talking about. Nobody taught you anything. You know how to maybe sell some shit just so that you get cash into the company, but you're not trained to focus on what a multitude of the diverse group of people even need. So fuck all of that.
Yeah.
Liz says, I got measured and wore the wrong size until Gemma was like, what the fuck are you doing? For years.
Yeah.
I still don't think I have the right bras. I'm like, something fits in there. It's not comfortable. So whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. No, it's so true. Like just, there's so much misinformation out there, and especially like the whole thing of the average size is like a 36C. It's like, okay, maybe, but also that doesn't mean that you're going to be a 36. Like we need to even trying things on as well. Like it just makes such a, it's frustrating because then like when you're like, oh, the trial and error process is just awful. Anyways.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Charlie just posted about his experience in us. No. It's just, yeah, people have no... Because also, what do you want to do, right? Do you want to go into a shop to some random person who is already not really nice and just out for whatever is probably doesn't give a shit at all anyway? And then what? Do you get undressed in front of them so they can have a look in the measure like as they would need to? Because everything that you're wearing after is just like really shit, right? Oh, fuck that. I hate, and that's why I hate people in selling stores. He said she was so condescending as well. There are so many who are just so fucking condescending to you when you don't know. Don't look like you have money. Sometimes I feel that's an issue. When they consider you too young to do anything, or when they just can't be asked or whatever. Just so fucking annoying. And it's already a topic that's like really, really, really like not great to navigate anyway, right? So
it's a difficult one.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
But yes, approve every, we all have different kinds of boobs. And
all boobs should be celebrated.
All should be celebrated if you want to celebrate them. And we have one, in addition to the boob situation, we have one great other thing to celebrate.
And the only reason we're including it with this is because we started this conversation about sports bras. And who wears sports bras? The U.S. women's soccer team.
Yes.
And what happened, Bonnie? What happened yesterday?
The U.S. women's soccer team basically managed to do what a lot of women in this world hope to reach one day, which is they're going to get paid the same amount of money as the men's team.
Hell yes. After a six-year legal fight,
6 years.
They settled in court a multi-million dollar settlement to get equal pay. So not only are they all getting money for like back pay or whatever, and this like multi-million, I think it was the figure I saw, I want to say it was $26 million. And they're getting equal pay with the men's team from now on.
This is so epic because I had a conversation about like, because number one, we all genuinely know that like women get paid less and whatever all the time anyway. So we know that. But equally, I had a conversation a couple of years ago with a friend of ours who is like really into WNBA. So the Women's NBA League, right? And there are barely any of those who can afford just to, they play professionally, but they don't get paid enough. So a lot of them can't even like invest their entire life into the WNBA. Like it's, so they have to get money elsewhere because they almost can't afford it. And it's just ridiculous to, it just always pisses me the fuck off. So Tom says the women team should probably get paid more because they're way more successful.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. And hopefully, you know, maybe that will happen in the future, but then also equal pay, right? So, yeah.
Yeah, I just always find it so annoying because like they send, we always do the same, like it's the same effort for the same, you know what I mean? And like they're all standing on the football field for 2-45 minutes and something, if depending on the match. So that's all equally exhausting. How is it less exhausting for women to run around for 45 minutes, 90 minutes like that, and not for the men's, right? And all the other, but I know it, like it has a lot to do with where the money goes and where the advertising goes. And obviously nobody ever gives a shit about what we women achieve, even though we achieve the bestest of things always, all the time anyway, right? Because we deserve to get fucking paid. And at least fucking finally, US women's soccer, yeah. Sorry, because we're talking about the US, so we need to speak about soccer.
And I just want to confirm the figure. It was $24 million that they have settled, which is largely back pay for the dozens of players who were included once the plaintiffs were granted class action status, and several million dollars in seed money for a fund that will be available for players for post-career plans and initiatives to grow the women's game.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so nice. I need to watch more women's football because I did enjoy watching football when I was younger, and we had like all this, we're like football fit, but I just stopped watching it. But I actually really would like, I should probably do that.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm going to do that. I'm going to find a team and I'm going to be support. But also, I mean, the US, what's her name? The captain of the US soccer team. I mean, she's just a fucking badass. Mm-hmm. Is she the captain even? What's her name?
Megan Rapinoe.
Yes.
No, she's a midfielder. She's not one of the captains.
She's the captain for me now.
She's the captain of my heart.
She's the captain of my heart.
Yeah, the lawsuit had five of the women at the, like, pushing it through. She was one of them. Sorry, I'm just looking for the names because I did read it before we the came on is air.
For me because I'm not great. Gemma also spoke about the hockey team that should get paid more in Canada because more people watched the US-Canada gold medal game in women's hockey than any other hockey game in the last 6 months in the world. Mm-hmm. Perhaps you should start paying those women, these women. Yes, please.
Yeah, do. Like, let's just pay women.
Yes, let's pay women.
Yeah.
And I don't have an issue with paying people based on their achievement, like not achievements, but based on their wins in work, right? But yes, pay women is a full sentence. Mm-hmm. But also because I was like, when I started to work, not for myself, but when I started to generally work as a person after school, like Austria brought out this calculator where you can basically enter in the stuff that you're doing and what you are making. And then they compared it to all the other data that they have about what people in the same position are making, right? And I was like, I'm getting paid enough, right? Like, I am sure I'm not like below whatever. And I really fucking was. And so I was like, this is actually, so I went to school for a very long time. Later, I studied for a very long time. And why isn't the work that I do in the same fucking position worth less than other than just than men's, right? Mm-hmm. But yeah. So even if you think you're not really affected, you're actually also affected. So women, pay women. Yes.
So I have a couple ideas that I want to talk to you, Moni, about.
Okay.
My little brain is ticking. So let's, I don't think I have anything more to say about the subject. Like, no, I feel like we talked boobs. We talked sports. We talked sports bras. We talked more boobs.
Yeah, and some money. And pay women or else, exactly. Mm-hmm. And also don't be afraid to ask for more if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
What? No, don't. I mean, ask for more if you want to. Ask for more money. That's what I mean. Not if you want to.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what we have to say about boobs and income and women and sports. And I think that's a great time to say, see you later.
Yes. We will see each other again. What, in 2 weeks? Same time, same station.
If you like this episode of Geek Herring, why not leave us an iTunes review? You can also find us on social at Geek Herring and over on geekherring.com.